Welcome back to the Serving My Master podcast. Now that we have a better understanding of how creation itself and everything we discussed till now was here to get us to a point which Sefer Shemoyis starts with, that there is not only individual servants like Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but there is actually a nation full of servants. The Torah continues to show us of how much this service means. And not only how much this service means, but how little everything else really is. And how everything else around us is only here in order to perfect our service, in order to clear a path for our service. The fourth commandment in the Torah and the first mitzvah in Sefer Shemoyis, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah of telling us that we need to make sure that we have a calendar. We need to make sure that we have a calendar, not because this might give us some easier way of living life as a human, knowing what day it is, knowing what month it is, knowing what year it is, and so forth. But in actuality, understanding that there is only one purpose why we need to know the time and day. The only reason why we need to have a calendar is to know when there are more mitzvahs that we could fulfill as servants. When is the next time as a servant that I could fulfill a certain carbon, a certain yomtiv, a certain obligation that I could not do today? The only reason why we need to have a calendar is to be able to prepare ourselves a path forward filled with obligations that we could fulfill as servants. Teaching us again and again that the entire nature of the universe is here only to create a path forward in service of the master of the world. Teaching us again that we're obligated to create opportunities for us to do more service. And teaching us yet again that when we do finally come to a point where we understand why we should do something, for example, creating a calendar that will lead us to our next Yom Tov, again, we don't do that because we understand that we should. We never do anything because we understand that this is the right thing to do. We only do it because we are obligated to do so. Which is why the first mitzvah in Shemoyis is telling us, of course, as a servant, as someone who went through the training in Mitzrayim, as someone who has the history of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the Shiftei Kah, of course we know that we might need a calendar to tell us when the next Yom Tov is, when the next opportunity for service is coming along. But that's not why we create a calendar. We create a calendar because the Torah tells us to create a calendar. The only reason we do things is because we are obligated to do so. The fact that we also understand this maybe is a side benefit. It is another obligation that we have from the Torah itself that we need to understand things. But the only purpose we do it is because the Torah tells us to do so. What we see even more so is the fact that without Klal Yisrael, without the nation of servants saying that today is the first of the month, saying that this is a new year today, without us saying when Rosh Chodesh is, the world does not move forward without us. We, Klal Yisrael, we the servants of the master of the world, have the obligation and the tools to say today is the next month. Today is the new year. We can create a whole new month if that's what the Torah tells us to do. We can push off Pesach for another month if that's what the Torah tells us to do. It is all in our hands because, again, the Torah is showing us that the entire nature of the world is only here in order to serve us, to serve the purpose of creating opportunities for service of the master of the world. And it could never stand in our way. And actually, it is bendable to our will as long as it is in service of the master of the world. And this, of course, is an eternal lesson, just as we have to understand that our entire being is here of service. We have to understand, remember, and internalize that the entire universe is here as another tool, as another vessel of creating opportunities to be in service of the master of the world. And if at any given moment it seems to be an obstacle, it's just another sign that we're not looking clearly enough. The entire purpose of this world, the entire purpose of the calendar, the entire essence of time itself is only here to create opportunities that will create more opportunities for service of the master of the world. Time itself, the understanding of when the day starts, of when the night starts, of when the next week is starting, all of it is only here to make sure that we as servants of the world have the capabilities and understanding of when we can create and when we can do more service, when we can reach higher levels of servants. And this, of course, is something that takes us through the entire Sefer Shemos and the entire rest of the mitzvahs, the commandments given to us in our guide in the Torah. Understanding that everything that is around us, whether it's our being, our body, our families, the people that live around us, the world itself, time itself, everything is here to be used in service of the master of the world. And if one understands this, one can see through everything that seems to be an obstacle and see it as an opportunity instead. And this is exactly what Klal Yisrael did in Mitzrayim when they were given this mitzvah. Instead of seeing time and the passing of time as more time that they suffered in Mitzrayim, they saw time as an opportunity to reach out and to do more things in service of the master of the world. As we will see in the coming mitzvahs that we see in the Torah and Sefer Shemos, they saw it as an opportunity to complete and accomplish more mitzvahs even before the Torah was given on Sinai. They saw it as an opportunity and understanding that yes, of course, they are here to create opportunities and to create situations where they will be able to accomplish steps in order to reach a higher level of service. Thank you for joining me today. As always, I look forward to hearing your feedback and questions. Thank you again, and have a wonderful day.